Before concluding, let's talk about one other aspect of accepting responsibility, and that's taking responsibility for our emotions. Who's in charge of how you feel? You probably know that no one can make you happy or sad. You are in charge of your emotions. Although I know this, I find that often I'm tempted to excuse my emotions because of something someone else does. For example, let's look at the emotion of anger. I know that we can make the choice not to be angry because we know that he that hath a spirit of contention is of the devil, and that Heavenly Father never gives us commandments that we can't keep. I had an experience in which I wanted to be angry, but I chose not to be. It happened during my freshman year of college. In order to understand this story, you need to know that when I was young, I was terrified of bullies. I wanted to take karate lessons so that I could learn to defend myself. But my mom wouldn't let me because she was worried I'd beat up my younger brothers and sisters. So as soon as I got to BYU, the first class I signed up for was karate. And the first club I joined was the Taekwondo Club. Between these two activities, I spent 8 hours a week learning how to fight. I loved it. One of my Taekwondo instructors was a street fighter from Los Angeles, and he was tough. He taught us this certain knee kick that if you did it the right way, you could disable a guy for life. It was awesome. So by the end of the year, I felt tough. And I had this little daydream that I'd be walking home from class and I'd hear a young woman say, "Help, help." Dun, da, da, da. I could save the day. And that experience kind of came. I was at a dance talking with some girls, and there were some other guys there that I had never met. The girls went back into the dance, and the guys and I were talking, and they started saying these really rude things about the girls. I got kind of mad. I said, "Hey, those girls are my friends. What are you talking about?" They started saying some more rude things. I said, "If that's your attitude, why don't you leave?" One of them said, "You want to step outside?" Yeah! I was excited. I took the first step outside and I was thinking of the first move I would make when this thought popped into my mind. What would Jesus do? Bad time to have a thought like that. I was kind of stuck. Now notice, I'm still free to choose, but I had already taken the first step outside. I was already angry. How could I choose not to be mad? Well, the Lord always prepares a way for us to keep his commandments. What I'm about to tell you is absolutely true. I am not making this up. Just then, this super tall guy that I had never before seen in my life came walking towards us. He was wearing a black leather jacket with spikes running up and down it. He had a Scottish accent, which I won't try to impersonate. He came up and he said to the guys, "Are you messing with my friend?" The guys were like, "Oh, no." And I said, "Oh, yeah." The tall guy said, "Because I've been in bars in Scotland, and I'll smash all your heads together." "Well, we're just leaving." "Get out of here." Those guys left. The tall guy and I talked for a minute, and he left. And I have never seen him since. Maybe it's one of the three Nephites. Just kidding. The point is, I chose not to be angry. We can make the choice and not get mad, even in circumstances where we feel justified in doing so. We can take responsibility for emotions besides anger. For example, we've been commanded to be thankful for all things. We've been commanded to be happy. The For Strength of Youth pamphlet says, you have the ability to choose righteousness and happiness no matter what your circumstances. In Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verse 28, it says, "For the power is in them."